So you remember your past relationships? Some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. How often did you lie, you think? How often did you lie in the beginning of the relationship to embellish how good you are, just to sell yourself? Or were you honest the whole time? Did you not exaggerate? Or like, how did you carry yourself?
Honestly, I think I only embellished in the very first relationship I had in high school.
Wow.
In high school.
And that's why you're single, bitch. Because you did not embellish the rest of it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't know. I just don't feel like after that relationship, because it was such a long one, I just didn't like give any fucks anymore. And I just wanted them to know who I am.
That's bullshit.
Really?
That's bullshit. Because the thing is, when I talk to you, sometimes you fucking embellish and hide stuff.
Like what?
I'm just kidding. No, you hide it though. Like, you don't speak on some stuff.
But that's not like...
That's not embellish. You're right.
Right.
No, but you still hide your feelings though. Because you wouldn't like...
But maybe it's different though. It's different with like someone that...
What?
I'm in a relationship with.
So you're more honest with somebody that you're in a relationship with than somebody
but
like
it's not,
me
it's not,
that I'm not in a relationship.
But that's not it's not honesty. It's just like not really sharing everything. Like I'm not like a huge, I'm like not an open book. You know?
Well, so then what's the difference? What's the difference between like sharing everything truthfully and like hiding some of your feelings? Like I know that that's a really like stupid question.
No.
But what I'm asking is like, because if you don't share, if I ask you like you know, do you actually like spicy food or whatever, but bleed that into like other areas, like I wouldn't ask that, but like a sexual thing, mm-hmm. or like a family thing, or like a past trauma thing that you may not want to reveal, and you just kind of go like, it's nothing, but it's like something. Do you know what I mean? But then you don't say it. So, but you give off maybe like a wrong impression of like the color that you like or whatever, or food that you don't like or whatever the thing is, or like a sexual thing, your physical thing. Do you know what I mean? Because if you react a certain way, if I ask you a question and you react a certain way without answering, you're not saying the truth, but you're also not lying either. You're just right. Reacting in a way. But now I'm like, but the way you react, you could kind of go, oh, I think, because the way you react, you trying to give up a certain answer that isn't an answer, but it's implying that, do you know what I mean? Like if I go like, do you like yellow, the color yellow? And you're like, no. It's like, yeah, you do like it. Or it's like, I don't know. It's like, you said, I don't know. So that means you didn't tell me an answer. But if you're like, I don't know, then it's like, I think you fucking like yellow. Because the way you said, I don't know, it's like, who the fuck says it like that? Do you know what I'm saying? Do you see what, do you get? You?
I get what you're saying, but it's so hard to not have like a direct example, you know what I mean?
Right. It's so hard to, yeah, not to, so I'm just, yeah, making it like a simple.
Yeah, similar, but I guess.
So you were told the truth mostly.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, mostly. But sometimes you embellish a little bit.
I wouldn't say the whole truth.
You wouldn't say the whole truth.
Yeah.
But just part of the truth.
Part of the truth.
Okay. And let me ask you this. If you, it's somebody who you like,
okay.
Right?
Okay, uh-huh.
And you ask them, like they ask you a thing about them. They go, hey, what do you think about my work? Like, for example, their painting.
Yeah, and then...
And then, but you don't like it. Not that you don't like it, but it, you think it's really mediocre. Like, you're like, I could do this if I you know, like a month of painting classes. if you do like a month of painting classes, you're like, I could probably do this painting. Like, honestly, it's like whatever. Honestly, you're like, I don't know how you're trying to sell these. Like in your head, you're like, I can't believe you're trying to sell this. And you're like, I could do it. But how, you're like, what do you think? They're like, what do you think? What would you say?
But art is so hard because you can't really judge someone's art. You know what I mean?
You're right. But the way that person does it, the it's like there's nothing different about it. It's almost paint by the numbers. It's like very, it's very paint by the numbers without the numbers. So it's like, so the things that the person draw will be like a seagull or like a pelican. And it's like really mid. Like super, you're like, okay, well, that's, there's no weird strokes. It's just like watercolor. And it just, a bunch of color bleeding together, kind of. And then you could kind of see the beak. And it's not, you're like, this guy didn't purposely try to make it abstract. It's just that he tried his best. Okay. And this is how it came out.
But is he like really passionate about this? And like, he thinks he's like the best artist in the world?
No, he doesn't. But he's going for it.
Oh, he's going for it.
He doesn't think like, man, I'm the shit. Uh-huh. He goes like, I hope I'm the shit. He's like, I hope this is good. And so he's like, rate my artwork 1 to 10. What would you say?
He's asking for my honest opinion.
He's asking for your honest opinion. And he goes, I think I'm the shit. And like, I'm doing my best, you know, what would you say?
If I really like the guy and he asking for my honest opinion,
right?
I would tell him a number that like,
let's say the number.
Let's say it's 1 through 10.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like a 4.
You like the guy.
Yeah.
You like the guy.
Right. And it's a 4. Like it's a 4.
No, it's like a, okay, it's a 5.
Oh, it's a 5.
It's a 5.
I'll be like, it's a 6. Yeah. But
it's a 6.
It's a 6.
Okay, now you look at his face, he's a little devastated. He's like,
I'll be like, but you know, you could practice, we could take some lessons together.
Okay, now he's crying now. Now he can't hear you because he's crying so loud.
This is not the guy for me. This is not the guy for me.
Okay, let me ask you something. Let me ask another question, similar question. What if he was like, how do I, oh, he's, you're rating him on his physical attributes. I know physical attributes like his face, just his whole person. If he asks you to rate him, right?
Uh-huh.
1 to 10, just like how people do to each other. He's objectively a 6 or a 7.
Okay.
Objectively a 7, whatever that means in the social norm.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, whatever that means in the social norm, a 7.
He's a 7. Okay.
He's a 7. What would you say? You know that he's a 7.
No, but then if I was like really into this guy, that means that I really thought he was attractive.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Uh-huh.
I've seen your ex-boyfriends.
Exactly, and I really thought that they were attractive.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, but why are you laughing so hard?
No, go ahead.
Okay. No, objectively, if there are 7,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know objectively there are 7. They're not bad looking, but they're not like a supermodel, whatever that means to you.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But you, okay, you objectively there are 7 when they don't talk. You look at them and they go, that's a 7 at most. And also you're like, that's maybe a 6.8.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But you talk to them, you love their personality.
Uh-huh.
You talk to them for 3 weeks, that changes a lot. You know this.
Right.
Personality is almost everything. Almost everything.
For sure.
Because you could be the hottest person and have no personality. There's no way you could have a relationship. I'm not talking about like one night stands or any of that.
Yeah.
You could fuck a 2 or a 10 and it would just be done. But you know, if you like, you talk to him. But what number would you say? When you know objectively.
He's 7.
He's a 6.8. He's a 6.87, right? But, yeah, what would you. He's like, hey, how attracted are you to me? 1 to 10. What would you say? Honestly.
Honestly.
Honestly. He's a 6.9.
He's a 6.9.
Objectively, that's how you. But you talk to him and you attracted to him now. You attracted to him in physical parts that you might not have been attracted to if you just saw him. But you talk to him, he's fun, he's smart, he's eloquent, uh-huh. He has a great job.
And I'm perfectly comfortable with this guy already.
Perfectly comfortable in the terms of, like, you know him for a month.
Okay. I would tell him.
Yeah.
When I first saw him.
Uh-huh.
He was like a 7.
No, didn't come up. Didn't come up.
What do you mean it didn't come up?
It didn't come up. He wasn't like rate me uh-huh. in the beginning. So how he looks never got brought up until like a month later.
Uh-huh.
And now you like, you never met his family, but you like kind of, you know him. But you don't know him like in depth. You still have questions like, is this real? Like, does he actually, you know what I mean? Like uh-huh. that phase.
Okay.
But you really like him.
No, but I would tell him in the beginning. I would tell him like no, not in the beginning, but if he asked me
yeah.
after we're like a month in and he wants to know, what do you rate me?
Yeah.
I would be like, if I saw like from the beginning, if uh-huh. I saw you, I would have just rated you a 7 and like you're more above average. But now that I know you for a month now, you're like a 9.
You would really say that? You would be like, you actually look worse, but your personality helped you. That's what you just said to the guy. That's what you.
No way! Is that how you took it?
What do you mean? No way! That's literally what you said. You were honestly a 7, but after 2 months of knowing you, you're a 9 now. That's literally telling him that your personality helped you 2 points. What the fuck do you mean?
Is that wrong?
You have the heart to tell him that? You would literally tell a person that you're comfortable with him, but you still want that person to like you and you don't want him to feel shit.
Is that making him feel like shit, though?
If you tell the fucking guy he's a 6 or a goddamn 7?
Hey, 7's above average.
Okay, okay, fine. But would you lie to him? Would you ever go like you're a 9?
I think in the very beginning I would.
Very beginning you would?
Yeah. If you were to ask me in the very beginning.
Yeah, you would say 9.
Because I'm not like fully comfortable with him, but I'm still trying to get to know him. And I obviously have some kind of interest in him.
Yeah, but why would you lie then though?
I don't know. What?
Do you think that lying makes the guy feel good? Like you think
like it's like a white lie. You don't want to hurt the person. I mean, if a girl like was to rate you in the first time they see you and they're like, oh, you're a 5.
That's cool. That's what you think.
Yeah, but you like this girl.
Oh.
What the hell?
Let me think. Wait, does she like me?
Yeah, she likes you, but she's like, oh, but you're a 5.
She likes me, but I'm a 5?
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, let me think. What if... Okay. Because it's just a little bit... I don't know. I don't want to sound conceited.
Stumped, huh?
No, I don't want to be conceited because there's so many levels. I don't want to be conceited, but I know I don't think I'm a 5. So I can't.
Get
I know
over
I'm not a 5.
No, but like.
But I'm just thinking. She literally thinks I'm a 5.
She literally thinks you're a 5.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't even want to fucking.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to be with a person that thinks I'm a 5. Oh, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
But you, she actually thinks I'm a, why the fuck are you with me if you think I'm a five then, bitch? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some weird shit.
You got some humor. You got maybe some money. I don't know.
No.
No?
I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want that. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how much you like me. If you honestly think I'm a five,
but
get the fuck out of my face.
But let's say society norm that you're a five. Not saying that you are a five.
Okay, so
but
saying,
yeah, that you're a five.
Okay, cool.
And then she's like, oh, you're a five.
Okay, let me think. That's a good question. Society norm, I'm a five.
You like her. She likes you.
I mean, yeah, then that's cool.
Really?
Because if society norm, I'm a five, I've accepted that I'm a five. Like, because if I'm a five and if I've accepted that and you like me, congratulations to the both of us. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean? Firecrackers, blow the candles. It's our birthday.
Okay, but what if you don't think that you're a five?
So I'm delusional?
Yeah, you're delusional. Hey, there's guys that they're like, you know, I'm okay. Amazing. Like,
you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to be in a relationship if I'm delusional. I gotta figure myself out first.
But you're one of those guys. You're just one of those
guys. Okay, well, I'm one of those guys that I think I'm a what?
That you think you are at a nine at the least, like nine.
Okay. A nine, but I'm objectively a five?
You're objectively a five.
I'm turning myself into a hospital. I'm not walking the streets. I'm not walking the streets. That's crazy.
Tell me that you don't think there's guys out there that think like
you're
that.
You're right. Right? Oh, you're right. Okay. Okay, and these are very specific guys. These are the guys that still put gel in their hair and, like, put Axe body spray, a whole can of Axe body spray, and have Affliction t-shirts. These guys that think they're nine and they work out every day. And then they're like, and then the girl's like, you're a five?
Yeah, but I like you. But my honest opinion, you're a five.
That's cool.
No way.
That's cool. I'll just go somewhere else. I'll be like,
right? You would give up on that girl.
100%.
Exactly. So why? The girl has to embellish a little bit, right?
Just so that I don't leave.
Just so you don't leave.
Wow, that's crazy. I've never thought about that before. Yeah, I guess. That's crazy. But that I don't like that though.
Of course, nobody likes that.
Well, I don't like that you like the girl is embellishing in this scenario. I don't like that girl's embellishing. But don't say okay. This is the thing.
Would the guys do the same thing?
No, at least to me, uh-huh. Whatever I think I rate you,
right?
That's the number that I rate you.
Okay, but you like this
girl.
That's
just me.
But you like this girl.
I like this girl.
And she's a six.
No. I'm leaving.
What? So you wouldn't even try if she's like
can't consider a six.
Really?
I'm shallow.
Okay.
I'm shallow. Yeah. I can't. Well, some guys would.
Right.
I just did. Yeah. The thing is, I'm not. Before when I was younger, I was a lot hornier.
Uh-huh.
I probably would. But at this point in my life, there's no embellishing. If I can't, like, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's subjective. So my eight may be yours four.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's fine. Yeah. But I don't like to lie. I don't like to lie in that because it's like, I don't even want to go through this. Because if you are a five or a six,
right.
I don't. Now I gotta act like you're eight when I'm like, ew, gross.
But that's what I was saying. Like, in the beginning, of course, everybody that you're attracted to, you're gonna be like, oh, this person is
okay,
a 10.
But let me tell you something. You're right. But the thing is, not a 10.
Okay, at least a 9 or an 8. 8 or a 9.
Okay, you're right. Attracted to.
Because why would I want to go out with somebody that's ugly in my mind? You know what I mean?
Because their personality is so good. Like, it's only a couple points off. Like, okay, they're like a
but
7.
Now, like, I know that for sure looks matter a little bit.
Like, it matters, right?
It matters.
Because every day you got to look at this
exactly.
motherfucker in the face.
Yes. And like personality, yes, that's amazing. That's top. But if I'm not attracted to you at all, then that kind of trickles on later on and you're just like, oh man, I need to look at this person all the time.
Yeah, that's true. So just out there, people who are like, oh, it's all about personality. I just want to suggest that go fuck yourself because that's bullshit. You got to look at this motherfucker in the face. You got to look at him. You got to look at this guy in the dick. You got to look at this guy in the foot, in his hands, and his nipples. Some guys' nipples is too far apart or too close together, and that's an issue. Because if you're doing kinky stuff in the bedroom and you suck in his tit and you go, and you want to go further, but his nipple's right here, so you go just all, that's fucking crazy. Just remember that close nipple Brad is gonna be your husband one day, and you're going like that. So looks matter, but be truthful though. Be truthful.
Agree. I think we should. We should start being more truthful, especially as you get older.
Yeah, because the thing is this: if you think I'm a seven, not you, but if somebody thinks I'm a seven, but because of my personality, you think I'm an eight.
Uh-huh.
Or if you think I'm a seven and you don't want me to leave,
right?
You say I'm a nine. Just remember that I'm still a seven. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, just remember, you're like, oh, I don't want this guy to leave. But you still got to look at a seven for the rest of your life. So you got this person not to leave. So one day you're like, motherfucker, I'm with a goddamn seven? I should have told him seven and see if he would stick around. Right?
Right.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Before You Die. Don't die. And I'll try not to too. Until next time. Bye-bye.